So when you hear these two words, video marketing, you might be thinking of, oh my God, I cannot do that. I want to, but I don't feel comfortable enough. I don't feel confident enough in showing in front of the camera. Or, oh my God, I just hate my voice. Oh my God, I cannot stand the sight of me in camera. I look stupid or whatever, you know, like I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel myself. For some reason, I can be just myself and feel good. But as soon as a camera is turned on me, I freeze. I just don't know what to do. And so I understand that video marketing is important and that it will help me sell my products faster. But I just don't know how to do it because I don't feel that level of confidence that I need in order to do video marketing. So does that sound like you? If yes, don't worry, I've been there. I really have been there. I remember those days where recording a video of myself and just watching it made me cringe deep, deep inside. And I was thinking, oh my God, there's never a way that I will release this video. I remember watching those videos and looking at myself and picking all the flaws that I absolutely hated about myself. And being like, hell no, I don't want to do that. This is not for me. Although I wish I could. I really wish I had this confidence and, you know, just to show up and do the things that I really wanted to do. But I just cannot stand my hair, the way that I speak, my accent, the way my mouth moves and all the things. And oh my God, did I really say that? No, I cannot say this. This is just going to sound so ridiculous and so stupid. My God, they're going to think I'm stupid. I used to think all of these things. I used to feel all of these things, but really not anymore. Trust me, not anymore. I mean, I have a podcast. I did YouTube videos for many years. I jump live on Facebook Live or Instagram Live like it's no big deal. I record videos all the time. And heck, as a matter of fact, I made video marketing my life altogether, my business. And this is something that I apply in my business, in Queen Boss Communications, my communications and advertisement video marketing agency, as well as my own e-commerce where I sell fashion, modest fashion for women. And so video marketing doesn't scare me anymore, and I used to be there. The thing is that I want to bring up to you is that right now you might be thinking, oh, I am not confident enough. I don't like the way I sound. I don't like the way I look. I just hate this part of myself. I don't like this part of my face, or my midsection is a little too large. I don't want people to see this part of me, whatever. And the thing is that what I want to bring up to you is that this is not a self-confidence issue. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this podcast, I can guarantee you that you are a strong, determined person. You have what it takes to do video marketing, because what I know about you right now is that you might be thinking, you might already have a business and you might be running a business that is successful, and you might just be thinking, I really want to quit my 9-to-5. I really want to be able to make this side hustle my full-time business. What I want to bring up to you as a note, really as something here, is that not everyone, really, trust me, not everyone does what you do. It takes guts. It takes an amount, a huge amount, a tremendous amount of courage and self-confidence to be able to think, I want to create a business. I want to run a business. And just doing this, I want you to open your mind and your eyes to this, to what you already are doing. You have built the courage to create a business, to go after something that really lights up your heart. I mean, by now you already know, building a business, leading a business, being a CEO, a leader, a manager, takes so much out of you. It takes so much courage. And there are millions of people who would love to do this stuff. They just wake up every single day thinking, oh, I wish, I wish, I wish. And they just never do it. You, on the other hand, you are doing it on a daily basis. Daily basis. And that to me and to you should already be the proof that you have the courage, that you have the guts and whatever it takes to show up on video and just do the things. Do the damn thing, because you know that this is what separates you from more success. I think to me that this is some underlining fear. Underlining fear of judgment, of getting more exposed, and just facing the responsibility of what you're doing fully and unconditionally. Just being there, standing in your own truth, showing your product and talking about what you're doing and just owning this. To me, it's not a self-confidence issue. It's not about how you look. It's not about how you sound. Really, no human on earth likes the way they talk when they hear themselves on recorded podcasts or video. And believe me, I've been there too. Again, I really want to insist, I've been there. So I know how you feel. But right now, what I know about you is that you're already self-confident. You already love yourself just the way you are, in one way, shape, or form. What is holding you back right now is a different type of fear, is a different type of being, you know, you're anxious about something that is different. And that thing that's different, as I mentioned before, is about owning fully, entirely what you're doing. Letting the world see you as the person in chief in what you're doing. Holding yourself accountable and responsible, fully 360, about what you're doing. This is what you should be working on. And so I want you to root your courage to show up in video or doing your podcast, if this is what you want to do, but we are talking about video marketing here. I want you to root your courage in how strongly you believe in your product. Because I know you believe in your product, otherwise you wouldn't be selling it. You wouldn't be risking all the things that you're risking and dealing with your own BS on a daily basis in your mind, right? You wouldn't do all the things, all the energy, and facing all the people who are just challenging you to fail, right? You wouldn't put all this money and all this self-belief at risk, right? Because failure is around the corner. It's a possibility, but you're still risking it because you believe in what you're selling. I know you have worked so hard into creating or gathering products that really can help people and that are made of quality. And I know you believe in that. I know that 100%. And so I want you to root that courage from this strength. This strength of knowing that your product definitely will change the life of people who will buy them. They will make them happy. They will make their lives easier on a daily basis. They will make them feel confident. They will make them feel self-loved, because when you are buying something for yourself, it's a reward for yourself. Or they will allow people to buy your product to offer it to someone they really love. So it's a mean of showing love, right? The five love languages in, you know, buying gifts and things like that, right? So your product is powerful that way, because it can make people feel differently about themselves. It really can. And your product is powerful because when you're creating it, it makes you feel amazing. It makes you feel things. It's like, you know, your outlet for your own creativity and self-expression, right? Whether you are creating your product or just wholesaling or dropshipping or whatever, those products are products that you believe in. And so this is powerful enough for you to build that self-confidence that you think you're liking when it comes to showing up on video. And about hearing your own voice and it makes you cringe, or about seeing yourself on a camera, I mean on the screen, and it makes you feel, ugh, I don't want to see this. About that, I want to really, from a place of love, I want to invite you to my free challenge or mini course. Call it the way you want. It's called Video Marketing Challenge. And the link is bit.ly/ all in cap, all attached, VM challenge. And so in this challenge, I will walk you through how I did it, how I really did it. Because as I mentioned before, earlier in this episode, I used to really hate all the things about seeing myself and hearing myself on video. But now I really couldn't care less. Hell, I used to think, oh my God, I need to be all polished and all the things before I can show my face on videos. And now I can genuinely turn on the Facebook Live without wearing any makeup, without being dressed up, without anything in my PJs or anything like that, you know, because I understand something. I understand that what I have to share, my message, or if I want to talk about my product or just show my product, it goes far, far beyond just those ridiculous thoughts that are holding me back from sharing what I have to share, and holding me back and holding the message back from the people who have to hear what I have to share and seeing what I have to share. Because it's not about me. My business and my product is not about me. And allowing those self, I don't know, fears, or, you know, those demons in my head, basically, right? My own BS. Allowing my own BS to come and hold all that back is a waste. Is a waste of everything that I am as a human being. Is a waste of everything that I create. I co-create with God as a human being. It's a waste of a possibility of helping. And it's a waste on the possibility of changing my life and changing the life of others. And so I refuse. I absolutely refuse whatsoever to allow my own BS to come across and impact my message, impact my mission, and impact my vision. Right now, if you really feel me in here, and if you agree with that, if you are ready to, you know, just let go of your own BS that is holding you back from sharing your message with the world and impacting it the way that you really want to, and that is keeping you from making more sales, literally, that is keeping you from growing your company and having people to actually purchase and experience the change in their lives from your own product. If you're really ready to step beyond that, then you must join my challenge. You must join it, because I'm going to show you exactly how you can step from wherever you are right now to stepping to a place where you just don't care anymore about those things, and you're sharing your message, and you're just showing up for you, for your business, for your product, because all of these deserve it, and for your people who deserve and are waiting for you to show up, because they are looking for your product. They are looking for your solutions every single day. Some of them aren't even sleeping at night because of that. And so because I believe in co-creation, I believe that it is your duty, just as it is mine, to stand up and show up and just share. Nobody is perfect. Each human being is flawed, is imperfectly perfect. We are creation of God. And so let's just put this aside and focus on what are the benefits of you showing up, which are beautiful benefits for absolutely everyone, including yourself. All right, I can't wait to welcome you in this challenge. You will see the link is in the show notes. And thank you so much for listening until right now. Have a beautiful one.